With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. $9 billion worth of planned federal spending on foreign aid and public broadcasting will be canceled. The White House, rather the House, has given final congressional approval to the spending cuts. White House Budget Director Russ Vought says it's a good start.
We were watching closely about that first vote, and I think it's likely you'll see an additional package. We're not here to announce anything on this front, but in terms of seeing whether this was a useful effort that was not a waste of time, it certainly has satisfied that threshold, and we'll see where we go from here.
After noticing some minor swelling in his legs, President Trump underwent a battery of medical tests.
Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition, particularly in individuals over the age of 70. Importantly, there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. An airstrike on a Gaza church prompted President Trump to make a call to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Three people were killed and 10 were wounded, including the parish priest, when an Israeli shell slammed into the only Catholic church in the Gaza Strip. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt was asked about President Trump's response.
It was not a positive reaction. He called Prime Minister Netanyahu to address the strikes on that church in Gaza.
She said Netanyahu told the president it was a mistake to hit the church. The prime minister later released a statement saying Israel regrets the church strike. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Wall Street futures modestly higher at the moment. The Dow futures are up 6 points. NASDAQ futures 6 points higher as well. This is SRN News. Your pastor needs more time.
That's a problem for the Christian owners of Born Again Used Books in Colorado Springs, and they have retained Alliance Defending Freedom for their lawsuit. ADF spokesman Hal Frampton says, quote, "The state cannot compel Coloradans to speak in ways that violate their deeply held religious beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's wide-ranging budget bill just passed by Congress seeks to defund Planned Parenthood, but other abortion businesses are targeted as well. Autumn Christensen of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America says it's about any big business or network that performs abortions. Taxpayers should never be forced to prop up an industry that profits from ending human lives. Maine Family Planning has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to restore its taxpayer funding. This is CBS is canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert next May. Network executives insist it is a purely financial decision. David Letterman began hosting The Late Show in 1993. Colbert, who made a name for himself as a strident critic of President Trump, took over in 2015. Southeast Louisiana is reeling after torrential rains unleashed flash flooding across the region. And forecasters say the flooding threat will persist for the next day or two, with the possibility of more rain on the way. President Trump is asking Attorney General Pam Bondi to expedite the release, subject to court approval, of all relevant grand jury transcripts from Jeffrey Epstein's case. President writes on Truth Social, "This scam perpetuated by the Democrats should end right now." More details, SRNNews.com.